bandwidth for the Weird Things podcast provided by Wired Tree. For sites of any size and world-class customer service, head on over to WiredTree.com.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the After Things podcast. I'm Bryce Castillo, joined with Andrew Main.
Yay!
And Justin Robert Young.
Hello!
And we may have a Brian Brushwood join it at some point, but this is the weekly creative professionals show here where we talk about all the good things that are going on with us. Gentlemen, it's busy over here. It's busy here at the Schwood.
Yeah. So I wanted to talk about this because you guys are in a very interesting situation, obviously, with the Modern Rogue YouTube channel. You have a local staff that is putting everything together and editing. But with coronavirus, even a local tight-knit staff is going to have some problems. So just lay it out for everybody. Where were you guys before coronavirus hit? And then how did you deal with it up till now? And then lay out what you're doing over the next few weeks.
Sure. So before coronavirus hit, we were hitting the ground running. I know at the beginning of the year, we had a very crazy December, November of 2019 with a lot of ads, which mean a lot of videos. And so we were burning through a lot of the videos that we'd already recorded. So we kind of relaxed things a bit at the beginning of the year. And we were starting to pick things up, right? We had kind of hit this pace of doing about 2 videos a week, which is a lot for especially these long 10 to 30 or 40 minute videos that we do for the Modern Rogue. So we were kind of hoping to pace ourselves back up and get back to shooting, you know, twice a week or twice a month or so. And with coronavirus, with a lot of the shelter in place, or, you know, stay home, work home, whatever, we ended up affecting our ability to shoot stuff. Without going too much into it, Jason became unable to visit us here at the physical studio. And because of that, it meant we had to come up with ways to film episodes where the guys are virtual, film episodes without Jason, film episodes where Jason does a half and then we do a half and then they get on Skype and talk stuff out. And the logistics of that are very difficult, and that made it tough to both conceptualize ideas and really put it into practice and feel like we were doing great. You know, one of the strong points that we try to really nail in is that we have this high sort of production value look, and when we're doing stuff via Skype, when we're doing stuff via phones, that just makes us feel a little flat-footed. And even though some of the videos where we've done those have been okay, so up to, you know, 2 weeks ago, we were finding this mushy metal. And then as time has gone by, Jason said, well, I don't know that it's Jason's idea, but Jason felt comfortable with the idea of, okay, well, why don't I stay at the studio? Cause we have these 3 guest rooms. Why don't I stay at the studio for 2 weeks and we will come up, we've got 30 ideas for videos, 30 some ideas for videos. And we will just try to hammer every day that is open, with filming.
So the idea being that the remote stuff was going to be a problem, like, and was consistently not exactly what you wanted. And from my perspective, as somebody who's been a guest on the show, mm-hmm. and has seen how you guys work, a lot of the magic, if not structure, for the episode itself is done on the fly.
Yes.
Like, there's a lot of, like, put the science experiment out in front of the boys and then
let them play.
Even as they are doing a thing, there will be like, all right, stop. Let's actually go 2 steps back so we can actually make the arc of this episode, this mm-hmm. other thing that we are just now finding is interesting. That doesn't happen on Skype in the same kind of way. So now Jason has decamped into the studio, but that means now time is money on shooting as much as you possibly can, which is its own challenge from a writing and production perspective.
Exactly. And so he's here, and yeah, now we're trying to stuff. We started doing this last Wednesday, so about 5 days ago or so. And I wish I had access. I'm not in all of the Modern Rogue docs, so I don't know how many exactly we've shot, but in the 10 to 15 episode range, which is a lot, you know. We've kind of have this pace of doing 2 to 3 episodes a day, but it is a lot, and it's very, I think one of the toughest things about it is you might think of what that looks like when you say, okay, we are setting aside 2 weeks and we're setting aside these days to do these episodes, and you might think that is more structured than we are doing. Right. I mean,
some people, yeah, people who have not been around the operation might think that this is something that is a lot more of ABC than it is, because there's definitely a lot of, like, I mean, my understanding,
it's a lot of playing it by ear.
There's Felix has a bag of tricks, or you know, Jason has a bag of scripts, I guess would be the better way to put it, and the script comes out. And either you shoot that script, or you find out whether or not that script is okay, or it's just like, no, let's do the other script. And mm-hmm. So he reaches back in, pulls another script, and then goes. But again, this is the live wire of the show. It's what makes the lived in excitement, you know, of the show feel what it is. But at the same time, man, I can only imagine, like, that is a different experience when you do that twice mm-hmm. a month to every day for 2 weeks.
2 weeks, right. And to everyone's credit, right, like, you don't come up with, like, there is a doc out there that has the ideas and has dates on them, and there's a lot of prep going into this, because every episode takes a certain amount of prep in terms of sourcing material, sourcing information, you know, kind of figuring out how we tell the story. So this is not to say that there's none of that, but there's also not a call sheet every day, right? Yeah. A lot of it is like, let's just go. Like, a lot of it is just, let's just go. We know that we have a certain amount of staff who can work different production things between myself, Brant, and John, our other shooter producer. You know, we have an ability to lead and supervise shoots as much as we can. Corey and Annalisa, who are newer, can also fill in for certain roles. And they have a slightly wider amount of availability. So it's becoming this interesting liquid situation, or fluid situation of, all right, tomorrow we should start at 4. Who can arrive?
Who's here? Yeah.
And everyone is trying, you know, everyone is trying to do their best to make, you know, like, we did a shoot yesterday, and I had to tell them, like, well, I need to make a rough cut of this thing to send to a sponsor, because the sponsor needs 3 days to look at it. And normally I wouldn't work on this until Wednesday, which is the day before it's due. So I will work on that, and then I will show up to the shoot whenever, and then I will relieve John. And it ended up working out great. I was there for the things they had already set up, and then John got to go leave, and he can do his thing. So I think having this week down is a good sign that we are beyond the capacity to handle this, whatever needs to be handled. But it is tough. You know, Brian, if Brian were here, he would share the anecdote that he shared earlier on the stream, which is that, like, we have kind of scheduled things out to a 5 day, to 5 out of the 7 days of the week, from Wednesday through Sunday, which for most people gives them Monday and Tuesday off. For Brian and myself, Monday, which is the day that we record all these podcasts, is
literally a big streaming production day. And then Tuesday is a big Night Attack day.
Is Night Attack at night.
Day and night. Yeah.
Right. You know, Brian is here podcasting for 8 hours. I then go home and spend another 4 or 5 hours publishing and posting these episodes the same night. Night Attack is late in the evening. Here it's 8 o'clock to usually midnight here, plus any amount of time I need to write or edit the game, if I need to make graphics, if I got to get stuff in order. And then not so much, it's just like Night Attack has its own energy, and there's certainly nothing that I want to do afterwards. And I need to have some of that time beforehand. So they are low. They're not high pressure the way that a shoot may be, or they're not as grueling as an outdoor shoot might be for 4 hours, but they're their own thing. So where I and Brian doesn't have as much of this out, but you know, if I need to go work on something, I can say, hey, I won't be here for this day. But Brian really
can't.
And so
there's no Modern Rogue stuff that is not Brian needs to be there, and right. Brian needs to be in a good mood, and Brian needs to be able to put it together, which is its own, like that's its own pressure. That's its mm-hmm. own ego depletion. I mean, it's part of the thing that I realized, you know, even just doing those VR shoots with Brian that he had a lot more experience with, was that, like, you know, when you're like talent, quote unquote, right? Mm-hmm. And like, I'd been on sets and stuff before, and I'd been far more in the like PA level. I was always like, oh fuck, like I'd always want to like go and help out if I were the one on in front of the camera. This is like what I do. And then you realize at a certain point that it's like, well, there is a value to energy, mm-hmm. Energy conservation. Like, you do need to be aware of that, because if you're overextending yourself before you go in front of the camera, all the hard work that everybody's putting in to make everything good, like you're taking a poop on them, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. like by not being the person that you need to be to get that good product.
Your thing is to be here and to do your thing, and you need to be able to nail it, you know, just like on the production side, when we have technical issues, like I take it on myself. If there's a screw up, we had a screw up on Saturday that was on me, and I felt really bad about it. And I'm sure it's a very similar thing of, if you can't get the lines out right, if you can't figure out, you know, because they, like we mentioned, like they come up with so much of the story and stuff on the fly. It's, if you can't figure that out, then I'm sure that's a ton of pressure.
Yeah, if you can't get in the right headspace. And that's the thing, is that like, in this situation, everybody is forming a human pyramid, so you're at the top, mm-hmm. right? So you better, when you're at the top, you better make it worth it. You better show everybody why you're the person at the top of the pyramid. And you know, for you guys and for Brian now, like, I mean, I would say you two are probably the people that are being stretched the most, and Jason in another way, because he has to uproot his life to mm-hmm. be there. But like, it's a full-time job to run this streaming studio, right? Mm-hmm. Like, then turn into cameraman, producer, editor. Like, that's a whole nother thing. And by the way, these are not the only irons you have in the fire. Like, you also have the TikToks. You also have
Scam Nation and the store stuff, everything.
And then on top of that, you're doing stuff that is, you know, outside of that purview, between the email list and Friday Night Bryce and all the other like streams and stuff where you are. Where you're the guy at the top of the pyramid, right? Like, and granted, right now you're the entire pyramid, but also, I mean, this is how these projects begin and become right. supported.
And so, oh, it looks like we got Brian back here. And so, yeah, you know, it's tough, and so we're all trying to make space you know, we are kind of constantly telling everybody, like, hey, make sure you aren't burning yourself out over this, especially when you have other responsibilities. And because
that's hard. That's a hard lesson to get through, because it's like, don't burn yourself out. Also, we're going to quintuple our work output in this like period. Like,
yeah, we're going to do 6 months worth of shoots in 2 weeks.
We are going to burn you out, but please don't get burnt out is a very, it's a hard lesson. And maybe part of that is, for you guys, it's more on the level of like, let's all be honest and communicate mm-hmm. on where we are, because if, like, spoiler alert, by the end of this, there will be frays. There will be people that are fucking annoyed. There will be toes stepped on. There will be and re-stepped on. Mm-hmm. Like, this is going to be something where patience will be a virtue, but it has to be managed. It's not to be avoided. It has to be managed
right.
by way of communication.
Yeah. So I think we have enough, thankfully, like, because for so long it's been me and Brandt, or maybe John Tilton, or Zach Holder, or whoever. And so I think we have this tendency to, you know, to need to be there all the time and support everything as much as we can. Because there's only so much, there are only so many, you know, people who can fill those roles. And so, I think what we're finding out in real time is that, we have enough capacity to make it work, whatever it needs to be. We got Brian here. If you want to give us, so we just spent the after things talking about the 2 week shooting intensive that we're in the middle of, and kind of getting thoughts and just talking it out.
Yeah, it's
How are you feeling with in terms of, because I think we've hit a lot of the overview. How are you feeling in 1 week into this now?
Much better now. And yeah. I know that you and I smilingly joke about how of everybody on the team, you and I have no days off for 3 weeks straight.
Yeah.
Right. But I think secretly, I think that there was a brief moment that we were both afraid that we had bitten off too much. And I think we had a recalibration because, Jason, you know, if you're going to do something as extreme as move to another place away yeah. from your wife,
yeah.
then you're probably, the last thing you want is to be accused of showing up under armed. Right.
Yeah.
So, it took a few days for us to realize like, oh, you're prepared for three a day. Nobody's told you that we don't all necessarily want to do three a day mm-hmm. on top of our regular full-time day jobs and all that stuff. And so once we settled on that, I don't know, yesterday felt great. And the last couple of days have felt great. Not that I would love for it to be this way forever. But I'm pleased because when you're creating art, however you define art, it matters how you feel while it's happening. And I think we're closer to a very sustainable balance of ways that all of us can feel good and keep on going. Again, not indefinitely, but for sure. Certainly for us to get back caught up to on schedule and possibly ahead of.
Yeah.
Is that where you're at, or
no? Yeah, I think like I mentioned earlier, it's a big ask, and it's
a big ask,
and I think there's also like a slightly unspoken element to it of like, okay, everyone has, you know, we're trying to keep safety as much as we can, so what other ways can we make sure that we're safe outside of the job space? And so I think that is that's another interesting point. But having done these past, you know,
we're not even just talking about like, you know, the COVID exposure stuff and the fact that we had to write a 10 commandments of thou shalt so that all of us can feel safe working here. On top of that, we have the nature of safety where shooting 12 gauge shotguns just on the property yesterday, making a call to the VFW next door saying like, hey, we're shooting guns over here, just FYI, LOL. You know, I mean, it's like,
yeah. mm-hmm.
It's a lot to juggle.
But I think this past week has bore out that we have we finally are in a place where, because I think anytime we've grown in capacity, we have filled that capacity.
Yeah.
Almost immediately. You know, we got a new person. Great. Now we're doing more every week. Right. And I think with especially Corey and Annalisa's ability to plug into other parts of the actual production side, I think we've got enough fluid capacity to handle whatever anybody needs to do to make sure everything runs for these 2 weeks instead of just this, or you know, letting something go off a week.
Yeah, and I think the big motivating factor, the target, the goal is, I think we all want to be in a place where we're all in alignment with what we're up to, but we all know that any one of us can take a moment and things will be okay. And I'm feeling that more, I'm feeling that more 5 days into the Monorogue push than I was beforehand. Does that make sense? Because that was more of a question mark, like, oh my God, I guess, we got to work really hard and overdo the thing or whatever. But it's like now, like, for example, we have an episode where creatively we figured out that, oh wait, we can tell this story, and the story might even be better if nobody's around and it's only Jason and Brian running around with cell phone cameras and fluorescent lights in the bug covered back 5 acres. And yes, we'll have to do a wrapper before and after or whatever, but just realizing that we have that flexibility has been very empowering.
That's a necessity is the mother of invention thing, and it's also where you guys figure out, like, okay, this isn't just about a playbook that we have. How would we evolve it? Why are we doing it? And if that means it's happening because you're on a big crunch, then you're going to see how it plays out. But it feels good in the moment. And if it feels good in the moment for you guys, then usually that's a good sign that it's going to feel good in the edit.
Yeah. And well, I think a bit about, as a longtime fan of Radiolab, Radiolab at one point meant Jad and Robert, and that's what Radiolab was. Then there were some Robert episodes, and then there were some Jad episodes. And now we're in a phase where there's episodes with neither Robert nor Jad. Still love the show. It's still great. Still love everything about it. And I think that we've talked about how many, many ways we respect everything Leo Laporte has done over at Twit. But we've also talked about how he's... seems to have trapped himself as being important to everything, and none of us want that. And we want to be more Radiolab than Twit, right? And so,
yeah.
In that regard, I'm really, really proud to see us number one shooting like a TV show would, and giving flexibility to the types of stories that we want to tell. And hopefully the dividends that will give us is, let's say, crazy idea. Let's say Carnegie Hall wants to book Night Attack for 7 weeks straight. Like, I feel like Monorogue and Cord Killers and Weird Things, and like we're closer than we've ever been to not having any one person being pivotal than ever before, and that makes me proud.
Yeah. Oh, too. I mean, that's the key to an everlasting brand, right? That's the key to you know, you got to build up those lieutenants and you know, make the audience feel like, hey, every once in a while, this is a more side character episode, but you're excited for it, and it's not like something's being taken away from you.
Yeah. Awesome. Any last thoughts on this? I think this was a good talk about it.
Yeah, sorry that I was gone for most of it. If it helps, that was our friends over at Doghouse Systems, the folks who provided the hardware that runs everything. And it was it was one of those conversations where I probably could have ducked out immediately, but they just kept wanting to tell me good news.
Yeah.
And how happy they were to work with us. And,
awesome.
And before you know it, you know, we're thinking up future ideas and so on. So thank you to everybody who, look, we know that buying a big PC is not an every year thing. You know, every few years you're going to need to do it. We just hope that you make sure to go to doghousesystems.com/v/rogue. Use promo code rogue at checkout. Get a free SSD and hopefully maybe something even more interesting. We'll see in the future.
Awesome. Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, for Brian and Justin and Andrew, who had to duck out very briefly into the show. It's been after.
The Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.